Just last week on Sunday, as I'm sure many of you are aware, there was a massive celebration in Wells Fargo Arena in Philadelphia, known as the Adire HaTorah event, I think an initiative of Eblazer Shiner and Muncy, which drew tens of thousands of primarily Kol Avreichim and Tomchei Torah from the Lakewood Beis Medrash Gavoah community. Lakewood Yeshiva apparently now has an annual budget of over $61 million. Thousands of young men, and not such young men, learning in Kollel. And they were coming together to celebrate, number one, those learning in Kollel and those supporting those learning in Kollel, an attempt, a successful attempt at being mechazek and showing appreciation to those who are engaged in Torah study full-time. Kadosh Baruch Hu arranged it that the 76ers were eliminated from the playoffs just in time, so that shouldn't be a conflict. And apparently, the more recent, sadly, collapse of a stretch of I-95 in Philadelphia didn't happen last week. That didn't interfere either. And one of the highlights of the event was one of the senior Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Meir Tzvi Bergman, a man in his 90s, son-in-law of Rav Shach Zatzal, who was flown in specifically to speak at the event. And tragically, upon his arrival on Thursday, just a mere few days before the Sunday event, he was told upon arriving in the States that his son, a man in his 70s, of Israel Bergman, had passed away suddenly in Eretz Yisrael. Due to his frail health, he wasn't able to return back for the Levaya. He was forced to stay here and sit Shiva in Lakewood. Tragic turn of events. And initially, the immediate assumption of everybody was that he was no longer able to speak at the Adire HaTorah event because, first and foremost, the halacha is, Gemara Moed Katan Daf Chaf Gimel tells us, Ovel Shabbos Rishona Eino Yotzei MePesach Beiso, and Ovel during Shiva may not leave his home. That's quoted as well in Simon Shin Sadi Gimel, that an Ovel is not allowed to leave his home. There is an allowance made at night when the streets are relatively empty, that if somebody has to leave for necessity, he can do so. But otherwise, one is not allowed to leave the Shiva home throughout the week of Shiva. So that was one reason why the assumption was that despite the fact that he came in specially for this event, sitting Shiva, he can't attend a massive event in Philadelphia. And secondly, and perhaps more obviously, the halacha is also, the Gemara tells us in Malkut and Daf Chaf Aleph, Brisa says that an Ovel is forbidden, likros b'Torah, u'b'neviim, u'b'ksuvim, lishnos b'mishnah, b'midrash, b'halachos, b'talmud, b'agados, there's nishav Talmud Torah, an Ovel's not allowed to learn. He's allowed to learn halachos of Avelos and related subjects, but he can't learn any part of Tanakh, any part of Mishnah, any part of Medrash, halacha, Talmud, agada. So how could he darshan? The drush is, of course, Divrei Torah. And if he's a novel, he's not allowed to darshan. So for both those reasons, the immediate assumption was that, despite the fact that he came in dafka for this event, but he wouldn't be able to tragically participate in the event because he can't leave his Shiva house and he can't teach Torah. And then in what seems to have generated some interest in some circles and some controversy in others, there was soon thereafter, a fascinating psak that was issued by Simcha Bunim Cohen, a renowned posek who has written a whole series of art school halacha books in English, and recently a Hilchos Avelos sefer in English. Simcha Bunim Cohen, a rav in Lakewood, in conjunction or in consultation with Rav Ben Zion Cook, a very close Talmud of Rav Eliashiv in Eretz Yisrael, who also published a sefer on Avelos, Tzioni Halacha. The two poskim in consultation with one another released a psak, which, with certain conditions attached, allowed Rav Bergman to speak at this event, despite the fact that he was in the middle of Shiva. And the psak essentially indicated that Rav Bergman would enter to deliver brief divrei chizuk and musar. He would not be welcomed with music or singing. And as soon as he gives his drasha, he would leave right away. He should ideally begin his drasha by saying that since the event is very important to Mechazik B'nai Torah, so that's why he's allowed to take part in the event even during Shiva. And that would be it. Separate section. He wouldn't sit as part of the dais and everybody else who was gathered there. Just come in, no singing, no music, divrei chizik, divrei musar briefly, and then leave right away. That was the psak that was issued. And I don't know if there were other written responses, but one that received some publicity came from an unexpected circle, and that is the Rosh Hashiva of Torah V'das, Rav Yitzchak Lichtenstein Shlita, who is a renowned Lamdin, Talmud Chacham, Gadol B'Torah, but not one who has publicly written Piskei Halacha on a regular basis in the past. He published an entire tshuva, which was a written letter to Rav Simcha Ben Cohen. Apparently it was initially published on one Jewish website, then taken down. You can still find that on another. Fascinating, fascinating letter and response in which he questioned the validity of the psak. Very, very fascinating tshuva. And he admits in the opening lines of his tshuva that Rav Cohen did not elaborate on the basis for his psak. But Lichtenstein suggests a number of reasons why he thinks that the psak was inaccurate. Number one, not going in exactly the order that he presented it in, but one concern that he raises is the following. The Gemara in Medkot and Daf Chav Beis, on Shulchan Aruch and Yerideh Simen Shin Sadi Aleph, tells us that there is an Isser for an Avel to enter into a Beis HaSimcha, is the wording of the Gemara. An Avel cannot enter into Beis HaSimcha. That's why we all know an Avel throughout the 12 months of mourning for a parent can't go to a Chasana. You can't enter into a Beis HaSimcha during the Avelos period. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted as Beis HaMishta. You can't enter into a Beis HaSimcha, into a Beis HaMishta. And there is discussion as to what exactly is the definition of Beis HaSimcha, Beis HaMishta. Clearly, participating in a wedding seuda certainly is such a Beis HaSimcha, Beis HaMishta that is forbidden. Or a Sheva Brachos seuda is a Beis HaSimcha, Beis HaMishta that is forbidden. What Lichtenstein argued is that this event, which was its whole objective was to generate simcha and chizuk and celebration on the part of those present. There was a band, there was music, there was singing. It was beautiful, it was uplifting, it was inspiring. But the whole purpose was simcha, simcha, simcha. That was the whole purpose of the event. So he argued even if they were to stop singing when Rav Bergman walked in until he walked out and no music would play for that moment that he was there. But the whole characterization of the event is one of simcha. So how then, he argued, is it mutter for Rav Bergman to attend that, what he, Rav Lichtenstein, refers to as a Beis HaSimcha? Today when I was able to speak with the Herschel Schachter Shlita for a few minutes, and I asked him his thoughts about this particular Shaila, so he did make mention to me of a Rabbi Kiva Eger there in Simen Shin Sadi Aleph. Kiva Eger, quoting a Chuvas Mara Mintz, notes that there is reason to distinguish between a Simcha of Torah versus Stama Simcha, meaning one's personal wedding simcha is one thing, but a simcha celebrating Torah is a different category of simcha where there's more leniency, perhaps, that is allowed. When I looked up the Rav Eger and the Maror Mintz, one might still question, though, that Maror Mintz does, in fact, allow an Avel to attend a Seuda that is a Siyum Mesechta because of the Simchas HaTorah, but he only allows it during the Yud Beis Chodesh period. And the Bar Yishulchan questions why should Yud Beis Chodesh be Mutter and Shloshim Aser? Why aren't they the same? But one thing seems to be certain. Maror Mintz did not allow during Shiva. He allowed Yud Beis Chodesh. You can ask, why is that worse or better than Shloshim? But he didn't allow Shiva. So one might still question if even that Heter would be sufficient here to allow Rav Bergman to attend the, if you classify it as a Beis HaSimcha, that event during Shiva. But a second then, what it seems to be more to the point of Rav Lichtenstein's letter, is that leaving aside the question as to whether this is a Beis HaSimcha or not, what about the issue of learning and teaching Torah? And Alba's not allowed to learn, not allowed to teach Torah. What's the heter? So Rav Lichtenstein says, it seems clear that Rav Cohen is basing his heter on the following psak, that is found in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Pei Dalet, based on the Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph in Moed Katan. The Gemara there says, after immediately quoting this din that an Avel can't learn Torah, the Gemara says, V'im hayu rabim tzrichin lo. If the public needs the avel to teach Torah, eino nimna. It's not forbidden for him to engage in the teaching of Torah. So Rav Cohen seems to be assuming that this was a scenario of rabim tzrichim lo. The public needed Rav Bergman to come and to darshan, and that was the basis for the heter, presumably. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Pei Daled. And although perhaps you and I may not have heard too often of this heter being employed, but when Mrs. Shifra Witte passed away and her son, Rabbi Witte of Lakewood, who founded a yeshiva not too long ago, asked this very shaila, I have talmidim in yeshiva who, if I don't give shir, they'll be mevat osman. There's no one giving shir in place of me. I'm the Rosh Yeshiva. I'm the one giving shir. And the poskim Lakewood allowed him to go to yeshiva during shiva wearing his beged karua and to give shir to the talmidim. He didn't sit in a chair the entire shir. He stood the whole time, gave shir while he was wearing his kriya beged because the psak he got was, Rabim Tzrichim Lo. You're the Rosh Yeshiva. You're the giving the shir. If you don't give shir, they'll sit there with no one giving shir. Bitzel's man. Rabim Tzrichim Lo. The question, though, is, does that have to apply here? So when I posed the question to Rav Shechter said to me, he said, if Rav Bergman was the only darshan, the only one speaking, he was giving the main keynote address, okay, you could argue that the whole program is centered around him. Okay, maybe that would be Beged or Rabim Tzrichim Lo. But he wasn't only darshan there. There were many others besides him. So it's hard to justify this as a scenario of Rabim Tzrichim Lo. And that was essentially what Rav Lichtenstein also highlighted. And that one looks in the poskim on that simon, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Pei Daled. The Shach quotes the Tshuvas Maharshal. The Maharshal talks about when there is a Rebbe, a Malamed of young Na'arim, of young youth. They have a Rebbe Kavua, they have one Rebbe, and if you give them someone else, everyone knows substitute teachers aren't as effective, usually, as the Rebbe himself. So the Maharshal writes, they have a Rebbe Kavua, and any other Rav is not going to enable them to be Osik Be'iyun in the same way. Okay, that's Rabim Tzrichim Lo. If they're not going to learn as well, if at all, with someone else other than the regular Rebbe, that's Rabim Tzrichim Lo. That's a heter. But Rav Lichtenstein Tainer, and this I think Rav Shechter also was alluding to, when they're going to learn regardless, it's just an added benefit, an added mila to have one of the senior Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael come and address the Olam. So the question is that also begets the heter of Rabim Tzrichim Lo? So very interesting question. Again, is this begets Rabim Tzrichim Lo or not? It seems Rav Cohen's logic was that it's an added chizuk. It certainly generated more excitement amongst the Bnei Torah to have such a famous, renowned Rosh Yeshiva come all the way from Eretz Yisrael. It certainly gave an added buzz and added excitement to the Olam HaTorah that was gathered there. But is that enough to qualify as Rabim Tzrichim Lo? It does seem from the Maharshal that Rabim Tzrichim Lo means that there, without him, there'd be bittul zman, there'd be a lack of Torah learning. Or the way we find in the Ramah, another example, Yochel Lifsok Isser V'Heter, Im Ein Achar Elohu. As he's the posik in town, he has the paskin. Without him, what are you going to do? People don't know what to do. That's Rabim Tzrichim Lo. But when it's an added benefit, that's the shaila. Is that really Beged Rabim Tzrichim Lo or not? I haven't seen yet Rav Cohen's response, so I can't speak for him. But fascinating shaila to what extent one extends this heter of Rabim Tzrichim Lo, the gabbai this isser of being melame Torah during one's Shiva Semei Avelis.